Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode from our erstwhile host, Christian Sager. So, it turns out that grandfather clocks weren't always called grandfather clocks, but a single song changed that. Here's the story.
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. Grandfather clock is a fitting name for an object that's often treated as a family heirloom. But even though it carries the ring of heritage and tradition, the term itself is rather young. In fact, it's more than two centuries newer than the timepiece it designates. When these vertically gifted clocks were first invented more than 350 years ago, people actually called them long case clocks, a moniker that's still used in some circles, even though it's less catchy. Today, we might still be using that mundane term if it hadn't been for a songwriter who's been nicknamed America's war poet. So, how did the term grandfather clock come about? Well, Henry Clay Work was a self-taught musician and lyricist, and he first made a name for himself during America's Civil War. One of his later offerings was titled Grandfather's Clock. According to his nephew Bertram, Henry Clay Work spent 4 years writing this piece, which Root and Cady published in 1876. The ditty tells the tale of a grandfather who received a brand new long case clock on the day of his birth. A lifetime later, the man and his timepiece enter the great beyond together. Work's last mega hit, Grandfather's Clock, emerged as an instant classic and an enduring one. It sold more than 800,000 copies, and the song made its author $4,000 richer. In latter decades, it was covered by Johnny Cash, spoofed on A Prairie Home Companion, and even remixed for the soundtrack of the indie video game Five Nights at Freddy's 2. On top of all of that, the Oxford English Dictionary credits this song with popularizing the term grandfather clock. And so, Work's song inspired a new nickname for a centuries-old timepiece. But what was it that inspired the song itself? Two theories are out there. The George Hotel of Piercebridge in North Yorkshire, England, claims that grandfather's clock was conceived right in its lobby. Work once stayed there while traveling through the UK in 1874. After checking in, it said that he spotted a handsome long case clock in the hotel's lobby. The hands seemed to be jammed, frozen in place at the 11:05 mark. Upon asking a staffer about this broken clock, he was told that it belonged to the late Jenkins brothers, who'd once owned the hotel. Their clock, Work learned, was purchased on the day the older sibling was born. Supposedly, it was the most reliable timepiece a person could ask for. But when one of the brothers died, the clock slowed down. Then years later, when death took the other sibling, its final tick rang out. According to legend, it's been silent ever since. Alas, this story is probably just a bit of local folklore. Then again, one Massachusetts family offers a different explanation. The relatives of Work's wife, Sarah Parker, believe that they possess the clock that begat this iconic song. To hear the Parkers tell it, the songwriter took his cues from an old long case formerly owned by Sarah's grandfather. All these years later, this wooden clock still belongs to the Parkers, and no, it doesn't work either.
Today's episode was written by Mark Mancini and produced by Dylan Fagan and Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.